Hi, I'm Daniel Alarcón, host of NPR Spanish Language Podcast Radio Ambulante. We're back with a new season, with 36 stories from all over Latin America and the Latino community here in the U.S., from one of the most controversial trials in Puerto Rico's history to the Venezuelan migrant crisis. Listen to Radio Ambulante on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I've been thinking a lot about for this past week, Bob, is that Paul Simon interview you did. That interview with Paul Simon that we put in the podcast last week.
Oh, I love having that conversation with him. Here's a guy who's 76, is about to just stop writing songs. What a fascinating, fascinating thing.
He just had so many interesting things to say about the meaning of life, you know, and the great mysteries of life. And so wise and thoughtful, and I just love
it. And full of surprises. He talks about these violence dreams he's had.
Yeah.
And who knew? I mean, most of the artists, it pours out of their music. I've listened to his music for 50 years or whatever. Hardly ever a reference that I could take as someone whose inner soul is being haunted by these dreams of violence.
And he says at one point, you know, he's 76, and he's still trying to figure out who he is and understand himself more. It's just beautiful. If you haven't listened to that interview, Paul Simon, go back and listen to it because it's incredible.
There's been a deluge of amazing music.
Yeah.
This week, I'm more excited about the songs that I'm going to play, and maybe I'll be excited about the songs. Who knows?
So.
You never know.
Yeah.
Songs that you'll pick, but there's one that I want to kick off. It isn't even an original song. It's a song by Sylvan Esso. They are doing a cover tune. So this isn't from their recent album, What Now, which came out this past spring. This is a song that's about 9 years old. It's from a band, a Chicago band called Caliphone. It's sung here by Sylvan Esso with a band called Collections of Colonies of Bees. This is a band that's been opening for Sylvan Esso on their tour. In fact, Nick Sanborn of Sylvan Esso for a short time was a member of Collections of Colonies. There's no band name that doesn't roll off my tongue like this one. Making a connection that's even more interesting, one of the founding members of Collections of Colonies of Bees is Chris Rosenau, who was a member of Justin Vernon's Volcano Choir, and that's the band that brought Sylvan Esso out on their very first tour.
Connections.
Let's play this song. It's called Funeral Singers, and I have not been able to get it out of my head.
Oh,
way her voice, Amelia Meek's voice, just curls around that melody is just so brilliant.
And those words, what was it? The book is aching for the tree. Return to me. Return to me.
Yeah. And what was the impetus for them doing this, just one off?
Not positive. I do know they've been touring together looking for something to do together. It was recorded in Chicago, the home of where Califone is recorded, in fact, in Wilco's home studio in Chicago. It really works. It's one of those songs that you can imagine, even though you might not want to be singing the words, all my friends, or admitting the fact that all your friends are funeral singers, wailing. It is quite a beautiful tune to gather around.
Yeah, people should check out the original too, Califone, if you don't
Which
know
isn't
Califone.
That different from what they're doing here.
Well, around the same time Sylvan Esso released that song, Tom York of Radiohead put out a new song. You know, the guys in Radiohead, they've all done their own projects over the years, particularly guitarist Johnny Greenwood, who's done a lot of film scoring. Tom York now is getting into the film scoring business. He's just written his first ever film score for a remake of this film that originally came out in 1977, an Italian horror movie called Suspiria. It's been remade. And York was at the Venice Film Festival recently, where he talked about what it was like to score this film. And he said it took him months just to even get his head around the idea of writing music this way to images, you know. But he eventually came around to this concept of composing repetitive lines to make the music hypnotic. And he called these spells, that he saw himself as making these musical spells in the studio. I want to play the first song that he's released from the Suspiria soundtrack. It is called Suspirium. And there's nothing overtly horrifying about this song. I think it's a really interesting approach that he takes in this song, Suspirium, from Tom York.
Thank you.
definitely some mystery in that music, but, you know, sometimes the most innocent sounding music can be the most sinister.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I always thought Mr. Sandman was a horrifying song. it just creeps me out.
And you don't think of a waltz, which is right. what this is, to be something of horror.
Yeah.
But there is a whole bunch of stuff about darkness and pain and light.
Yeah. The film, this film, Suspiria, debuted at the Venice Film Festival earlier this month, which is why Tom York was speaking there about it. It's not out here until November 2nd, but the soundtrack is out October 26th.
Can I just really shout out really loud? Hang on one second. I'm going to back away from the mic and say, Tom York, would you please play a Tiny Desk concert?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. We'd really like to have you, and we got a nice piano, and we'll tune it.
Yeah, we'll tune it. We'll tune the piano for you.
Do you remember seeing Theodore, the Greek musician Theodore, at South by Southwest, Central Presbyterian Church, Friday night, I think it was. It was the night that you were leaving. Mm. And in fact, when we were recording our podcast, and I was just about to talk about Theodore, he comes walking
right.
past us.
Yes, I remember.
While we were recording our podcast out on the street.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah, and there's something kind of magic about him. His music, we both remarked, and remarked to him, had this beautiful feeling of Pink Floyd to it, like lots of adventure journeys. You don't know where it's going to go. There's lots of external sounds that mix in that aren't necessarily musical, but they become musical in the form that Theodore presents his music. Well, Theodore's got a new record. It's called Inner Dynamics, an album which comes out November 2nd. And he's got a new, and there's a new song I want to play. It's from that album. The song is called Disorientation. I think it's a nice follow-up to that Tom York. And I asked Theodore to tell me about this song. And so let's hear from Theodore, and then you'll hear his song.
The whole album is about the different aspects of someone's personality. Society tends to believe that humans are just one thing, and especially artists. Disorientation is the second song of Inner Dynamics. The first one is called Towards, and is the understanding that there are two different paths that I could follow, and a big question of which is the right path for me. Disorientation is a song that comes right after that, and is a complete loss of my sense of direction, a big confusion of who I really am. Writing this album was my attempt to shout that I'm not just one thing and I can follow more than one path. Disorientation in my life was actually the reason of writing this album.
Leave. Leave behind.
I wonder what this was.
I love his little sonic adventure.
He gets so big. I would love to know if he did this at home. You know, so many people can create these sounds at home now. It's so epic. So many nice interludes. I like the little piano, delicate piano interlude that comes about halfway through.
And it reminded me a bit of the Thom Yorke.
Yeah, yeah, I hear that. It had a little bit of a Radiohead feel.
Yeah.
And I hear the similarities to Pink Floyd, too, but for sure.
Really great. The Disorientation's a song by Theodore, and Inner Dynamics is the name of the album. That album comes out the top of November. Yes.
I have a song that's also a little bit about disorientation from a band called Half Alive. So when we were out in August, I was doing work on the house and I needed to get on YouTube to find a video of how to do something. Mm-hmm. I ended up just watching music videos for like an hour.
I know.
And I completely stumbled upon this incredible video by this band, Half Alive. These are three guys based in Los Angeles. The videos for the song Still Feel. And it was shot in this incredible space and had all this, you know, amazing choreography, synchronized dancing with the band members, and just the visuals were beautiful. And it was so polished and slick and looked so high budget. And I thought, how could I not know about this band, right? Turns out they've only been playing together for about a year and a half and put out a few songs. They called in a lot of favors to get this video made. But singer Josh Taylor challenged himself to write 50 songs as an exercise just to get better at his craft. And Still Feel was one that he came up with. And he says, I'm quoting him here, he says, I wrote this track during a period of my life when I felt very removed from myself. I started getting used to this floaty feeling, not being grounded in anything, and consequently not being the person I was meant to be at the time. So on this song, he says, the band got together and came up with this arrangement together. He says, we explore the theme of hope inside hopelessness and finding purpose and passion despite feeling unrooted. So I'll talk a little bit more about the song, this band, and the amazing video, which you need to see for this. The song is Still Feel from Half Alive.
When I'm furthest from myself, feeling closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark. Trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced. When I'm furthest from myself, feeling closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark. Trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced. Floating in outer out of space. Have I misplaced a part of my soul? Lost in the in-between, or so it seems. I'm out of control, floating in outer space. Have I misplaced a part of my soul? Lost in the in-between, but it can't keep me asleep for the long term. I still feel alive. It is hopeless. I start to know that.
So Josh Taylor, the lead singer, said he never intended it to turn out as disco as it did, but it is a disco jam. I love it. I love the horns.
I had a tough time with it, but the production was really cool. He did some nice things.
There's this moment there where he has this line he repeats, and every time he repeats it, he adds a new layer of harmonies to it, and it just keeps getting thicker and thicker. And the video, I'll put it on our website, npr.org/allsongs, and I can't say enough great things about it. When you watch it, you're like, where does this space exist? And it turns out that Hollywood has a space like the one that they shot it in. It's a set that they used in the most recent Batman movies, the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. And they knew somebody who knew somebody that got them in the space, and they said, you can use it. We'll give you 12 hours to do everything that you need to do, and they got it done. Josh Taylor also directed the video before turning to music full-time. He was in film school. Anyway, this band, I love them so much. Half Alive, Still Feel was that song, and they're working on new music. No album yet, but they're working on new music now.
It's break time.
Let's take a short break.
We'll be right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting your short list of qualified candidates fast. With Indeed, post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free when you sign up at Indeed.com/NPR podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. Support also comes from MasterClass, offering online classes taught by masters of their craft. Each class is shot with cinematic production quality and offers on-demand lessons loaded with exclusive content. Listeners can learn about photography from Annie Leibovitz, writing from Malcolm Gladwell, music production from Armin van Buuren, and a whole lot more. For a limited time, All Songs Considered listeners get a free 7-day trial when they sign up at masterclass.com/allsongs.
We're back, like we went anywhere. And Marissa LaRusso has joined us. Hi there.
Hi.
Do you happen to like music?
You know, I've heard of it, but I'm not sure if I like it.
Can you randomly do something for us today that would add to whatever the little things that Robin and I add to the musical landscape?
I think I can help. I have a song for you by a singer-songwriter named Ella Williams, who releases as Squirrel Flower.
I love that. I love the image I want to believe that it's a squirrel holding a flower, a little squirrel with a little flower.
I like to think of it as a squirrel-shaped flower or alternately a flower-shaped squirrel.
Mm. Wow. Anyway, I'm here. You've won me over and yeah.
Great. The song is called Conditions. It's from an EP called Contact Sports.
Sorry. Keep going.
That came out in 2016 and she just re-released it this summer.
I'm dying. I got to hear Squirrel Flower.
Let's hear it.
Do you write and die?
I reached out to Ella and asked her to tell me a little bit about this song.
Squirrel Flower.
Squirrel Flower.
I had to say
formal
that.
Tense. Do you mind if I call you Squirrel, or would you prefer Miss Flower? Yeah.
So she said, the best way to describe conditions is probably a comment by YouTube user TT, who recently commented on the Conditions music video, quote, there is too much emotion. And then she says, jokes aside, it's partially about how relationships can become economies with terms and conditions and what happens when those terms and conditions fade away or change.
I like this. And there's a, I'm sorry if I missed this, is there an album?
No, right now there's just an EP, Contact Sports.
Great. I'm listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
I knew from that first note, that guitar, that little
That chord was ours.
Yeah. I'm going to love every second of this song, I can tell already.
Yeah, she's toured with Lucy Dacus, Julian Baker, J-Som, Big Thief, so definitely in in that beautiful wheelhouse. Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you.
Can I play for you a brand new Buke and Gace song?
Oh, that's, yes, absolutely.
It's been way too long. Yeah. Buke and Gace are a duo of two Aarons, mm-hmm. spelled differently, but they've been making music now for almost a dozen years. Aaron Sanchez, he plays the Gace, which is a combination of a guitar and a bass. It's an instrument they made. This one was made out of an old Volvo. Right. Aaron Dyer, she's the Buke player, and Buke being the baritone ukulele. There are so many more instruments that they play, a tambourine or something that mm-hmm. they could, you know, where they play with tambourine with their toes. But we won't get too deep into that. But they have a new song, and today we're going to premiere it. It's called No Land. It's a response to the ignorance of human and other habitat destruction by rising waters, drought, displacement from war and famine, the subsequent separation of families, and how it's going to get to you somehow when you least desire it to.
Wow.
Yeah. We got deep songs today.
Yeah. People are all thinky.
I like head music. I mean, I like music.
I know,
music
I know. You
that,
like music.
That stems from that part of the body, and we're actually from heart up to head,
but you
more
can
so.
Do without the feet.
I mean, less so. Yeah. It's got to have that thinky thingy thing.
I like to move. That's why I think a song like Still Feel really clicks with me.
Yeah. I don't know what could do with you. Anyway, I'm going to play this song. It's called No Land from Buke and Gace.
Thank you.
and so it ends.
When I hear about a band that makes all its own instruments, and I think, you know, making the music is really enough. It takes a lot of creativity and inspiration. You don't need to make your instruments too. But then you hear it, and you're like, it just would not sound like this. Yeah. It wouldn't quite be right.
Yeah, it's a vision.
Yeah,
it's a vision thing. Buke and Gase is the duo, and they're look for an album, I think, in 2019. That's all I can really know at this point. But I do know if you hop over to their website right now, you'll see another song from this probable 2019 record.
Awesome. Definitely got to check that out.
You going to take us out?
I'm going to take you out, man.
Oh, man. You've been wanting to do this for a long time.
And I'm going to take us out with Amber Arcades. Do you know Amber Arcades? This is a singer from the Netherlands. Annelotte de Graaf is her name. She goes by, her recording name is Amber Arcades. She has a really interesting background. She's been putting music out as Amber Arcades for about 5 years, but she also has a law degree. And while working on her music, she's also served on the UN's International War Crimes Tribunal, helping refugees who are seeking asylum in Holland.
Wow.
And she's still doing that. She does it part-time now. But anyway, she put out her full-length debut record. It was called Fading Lines back in 2016. And she's coming back now with a follow-up called European Heartbreak. And she says it's a record that's all about the nature of memory and our tendency to overly romanticize the past. Oh, things were always better. You know, things were so much better however many years ago. It's a theme that is maybe captured best on this song I want to play called Goodnight Europe. She says, and I'm quoting Amber Arcades here, she says, I guess about half of it, of the song, is me actually being worried about the current state of the Union. The other half is me kind of messing around with and making fun of this archetype of the tiresome existentialist academic in me and her law background. Amber Arcades, the song is called Goodnight Europe from the record European Heartbreak that's out September 28th.
Goodnight Europe!
Goodnight Europe!
Take care, Mr. Hilton.
You too, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Good night, Europe. No one really got you. I suppose it's hardly a protest, but I'm sad to see you go. Ooh. Europe, I'm sorry. They boarded all your windows and your doors. Now it smells like death is coming up through the floor.